Hello, and welcome to the Virtual Leftovers podcast. Tonight we're doing some more nostalgic views of things, going back in time. You know, referring to a couple different shows like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, maybe a little bit of Digimon, some Avatar.
Pokemon.
Going back in time and doing some of that, you know. Maybe a little bit Back to the Future, stuff like that.
Luxter over here has a whole encyclopedia of Digimon and Pokemon knowledge, folks. Lots.
So, let's get started. First thing I'm talking about, the greatest Power Ranger ever, Tommy
Ranger?
Oliver.
The green?
Oh, green, white,
whatever.
Green was cool.
Every color under the rainbow, but Tommy Oliver is the best Power Ranger.
Are you saying... Never mind, let's just go past it. Let's not do that. I'm just going to keep going and let's... Yeah.
Alright, but okay, so let's go with Mighty Morphin first. Favorite Ranger, besides Tommy?
I gotta go with the Red. Yeah. I'm a Red fan. I know.
Uxer?
It was always White. Always.
Besides Tommy. Besides Tommy, who's your favorite? Everyone's favorite is Tommy, but besides Tommy.
That Pink Ranger, though.
see, I did enjoy Kimberly as a young developing teenager.
Indeed.
But I think.
At my age, people, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm talking
when
about...
When I was a young developing teenager.
Oh, sorry. You're a teenager.
Anyways. So, but I think my favorite Ranger outside of Tommy Oliver would probably be Billy, the Blue Ranger. I connected it with him
you
a bit better.
Like just... a Blue Ranger.
What is that supposed to mean?
Leadership.
When was Blue ever a leadership role?
He's the background leader.
Alright.
Well, if it does come out Tommy Oliver, what is your guys' favorite Tommy Oliver?
My favorite Tommy Oliver?
Ooh.
I liked his very last take on the character. The Dr. Tommy Oliver, where he played the Black Dino Ranger in Dino Thunder.
Interesting.
That was great.
I love that one too.
I mean, I absolutely loved all of his. He was the reason why I continued watching the show after Mighty Morphin ended.
Gentlemen, this was always my favorite Tommy Oliver, Lord Draco.
Ah.
Where he took.
Oh.
The evil Tommy.
Oh yes. Where he took his two swords and melded them together.
The White and Green Ranger
combined. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Which, what's it called? Power Ranger Shattered? Is the comic book storyline they're going with? And there's rumors of an actual movie for it in which Jason David Frank is planning on coming back to the role for it if it happens.
My favorite Tommy Oliver, gotta be the White Tiger.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, moving
outside
on,
of
Power Rangers.
The Mighty Morphin, hold on, I'm not done yet, because I've got some complaints.
Oh.
All right.
Are you talking about that movie?
I'm talking about the movie, every show that came after Mighty Morphin. The problem is, so what happened was, when Mighty Morphin ended, they kept going with the show in different routes. And, you know, so they should have slowly built up more of Empire with it, where, you know, better graphics, better everything. But they kept it exactly where it was. And then came the new movie. Mm. At which point, they went overboard.
You're talking about that stuff?
No, I don't want to see it.
I definitely don't want to.
The suits are horrible. I just want to clarify. Those suits look like absolute trash.
They,
and so do the Zords.
They look like an Iron Man cheap knockoff.
They should have went with their original concept art of the actual original Megazord fighting Goldar.
Oh gosh. Speaking of original
Goldar
Megazord, let's go back to the original Mighty Morphin movie where the very first CGI Megazord happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you remember it exactly?
I had to do like 4 hours of mowing lawns when I was 9 years old. Hate to get that movie, thank you very much. And I love the shit out of it. I watched it so much that it stopped working. VCR, guys. VCR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know what right. a VCR I is. I grew up in that time, you know that.
Alright.
But I mean, but you remember the Megazord being really realistic looking in that movie.
To me as a kid, absolutely.
Yeah, look at it as an adult now, if it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Still looks sick as shit to me.
I mean, it's...
Right, but it does not look realistic. Oh. It looks...
Hey, at least it looked closer to what they had in the show.
Did it though? Movie. I mean, yeah.
A lot closer.
I mean,
it looks closer than what it did in the new movie, but... Whoo, that is
of
bad
what their
CGI.
Original dinosaurs were supposed to look like?
And then there's the latest movie, and... Ooh.
It looks like an Optimus Prime ripoff.
Kind of,
though. Yeah, it 100% does. I don't like it.
Okay, so go back to...
Dino Thunder.
No, go back to the first picture in the new one. Yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
It looks like it's trying to be,
Transformer?
No,
Optimus Prime?
Yeah, but... What? Voltron?
Oh. Voltron?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it does definitely seem to be
Optimus Prime.
Actually, look at it for a second. It looks painted.
Oh, no.
They took
Hold on,
Optimus Prime pieces and,
Just painted it.
Yeah.
But I just want to go back, and it's like, when you look back at the original Mighty Morphin movie, you remember it as this, like, insanely realistic Megazord, and then you watch it now.
We can say that about a bunch of old
all
stuff.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
You know,
I do gotta say,
advances.
I did enjoy the Mighty Morphin movie's updated suits. Were phenomenal, and that's what I wish I got to see again in the new movie.
But I was hoping they were going to bring those ones back.
But they didn't, and what they came out with was absolute trash.
They came out
These
with...
These were great.
They should have just burned.
That Red Ranger, though. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
That Pink Ranger still, though.
I was definitely a Billy fan, though. I enjoy Billy. I connected with him better than the rest of the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being an outcast, nerdy teenager.
I feel you on that one. I do.
So, any other Power Rangers we want to talk about? Like, any of the other ones?
You know, I didn't pay as much attention to most of the other ones. Just because... You know, they didn't hold the same as what Mighty Morphin did.
Yeah.
True story.
They went so far out there. Like, I can remember bits and pieces, like, I think it was Power Rangers Turbo is the one that has, like, the little...
The cars?
Yeah, the cars, and where it's, like, the little kid plays the Blue Ranger... And it transforms his entire body whenever he does.
Really?
Really?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't... I didn't... You know what I was so happy about, though? My little brother was a huge fan of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I mean, like, he's, like, 7 right now. So, Power Rangers stopped being a cool thing. Quote, unquote, air quotes, you know? A long time ago.
Nerdy's in, baby. Nerdy's in.
And one day I come home and I watch, and I see him sitting there watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And I gotta tell you, I teared up a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's that?
That's out.
Oh. Yeah, you know.
But. But yeah, no. So when I saw my little brother watching Mighty Morphin,
you were proud.
I teared up a little. I was proud.
You were like, respect.
It's all right. When my oldest was about four, we sat there and watched every single episode of Beast Wars. Oh yeah.
All right, to get to the train rolling a little bit again, let's move on to another show, which was suggested by Dead Cookies over here. Avatar, and The Last Airbender.
Ooh. It has a very heavy toll upon my heart.
I used to watch it a lot, but... But not as much as... I've never really been a cartoon fan. Cartoon or anime, really. I really have always just been more of a live action.
Cartoon, Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, Odd Parents, SpongeBob.
I do enjoy
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I do enjoy shows like that, but I've always had a preference of live action.
Live action. Yeah.
How about Space Ghost and Hardy Birdman?
Oh, those are good, but that's your time.
Johnny Quest.
Okay. What about Johnny Bravo?
And Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. Jetsons, Flintstones. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All those classics, right? But I did enjoy... Avatar was one of the few shows that I did enjoy watching. I
just loved watching Aang.
Slowly develop his power.
I think...
And fighting the freaking... Emperor at the end.
Ooh. I think Toph was probably my favorite character. Just because she hated everyone.
If I gotta pick a favorite character, it's gonna have to be Iroh.
Was that the
uncle?
Yeah, it was the uncle.
I thought
so.
Who was your favorite? That's true.
I think he was in the Earth Nation. Yeah.
The king? King Bumi?
There you go.
Of course, you can't beat the two little companions. Can't remember their names. It's been a long time. The flying lemur and
Appa and...
Appa and... what was the little flying lemur's name? Or not flying lemur, but just... He was a flying lemur. He had the little... Yeah.
I can't remember his name. What was the... Okay.
I didn't... You can't beat the pets, though. You can't beat the animals in shows.
Oh.
They're always the best.
Well, have you watched the... Robinoff Last Avatar Legend of Korra?
I mean, that still is within the Last Avatar.
Oh, okay. Thing. I mean... You have not.
I have not. Not a single episode.
Jeez. I've tried to watch it, but it doesn't connect as well as the original show did.
I'm just saying it was shocking to see Aang and Katara's sons.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't actually see Aang in the show, right?
No.
Okay, good, because that doesn't make sense with the lore.
Sadly, no.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, he has to be dead for Korra to be an Avatar. The whole point of the Avatar is their ancestors.
Well, he died.
Whatever.
But you have,
flashback.
You see his son, though. Korra is getting trained in air, because she's already learning... She learned all three of water, earth, and fire like nothing, but air is coming horrible to her. Aang's son is teaching her.
Oh, Aang's son can do airbang?
One can airbang, one's a earthbender, and the daughter's a water.
Hmm.
Hold on.
But I guess because he's an Avatar, he could do all the others, but why could his kids do more than...
So what did he do? Give his powers to his kids?
Well, no, because he went to Korra. I'm pretty sure
it was random.
But still, doesn't fall... Okay. Anyways,
It's given, a TV show.
Yeah, but still, I expect a little bit of plot. Anyways, since me and Uxer weren't huge fans of the original show, we will dwell onto something else that I think we all know fairly well, and that is the original Teen Titans series.
Oh yeah, I'm down on that.
Which is another show that I feel like the reboot did not do justice. Yeah. I feel like everyone that has watched Teen Titans believes that the reboot did not give it justice.
No. Did you hear there might be a new season?
Yeah, on the Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard about that. I'm hoping that is true.
I mean,
it'd be nice to see, because we didn't get a very satisfying ending to the original series.
No.
And given how they did with Samurai Jack, I mean, I'm expecting some good things coming out of this.
That's a good old show, too.
But,
Well, have you seen the reboot of Samurai?
There's a reboot?
It's not a reboot.
Adult
Swim did an additional season to the last series because it didn't end in a very satisfying way. So they did a continuation for one season to give it a good send off, and it was a lot. It was allowed to do a lot more. That you could see blood. There was cussing. It was a very, because at the time, anybody who watched it is now grown up, you got a more grown-up version of it.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I could see Adult Swim doing some with Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Like an adult version of Teen Titans. You know, we get to see Robin as Nightwing and
the and more adult he's with.
The relationship there.
Fire now. Yeah.
You know, I could see Adult Swim doing something like that, and that would be nice.
Yeah.
But
you definitely don't want that.
No.
You definitely don't want Teen Titans
Go. Oh, why not?
Because it's the worst.
That's adorable. That.
Teen Titans Go.
Not that.
Anyways, you know, there was a lot of good things to come out of the original series, and it was one of the few DC properties that I could respect at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been a fan of DC, but slowly.
Well, are you talking about something like that?
Yeah, some kind of along those lines. Different. Not Blue Beetle.
No.
No Blue Beetle. He needs to stay out of there. Because that is, if I'm not mistaken, Justice. Yeah, Young Justice.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I'm just saying that could be.
You know, as a nerd, I've never really been one to enjoy DC. I mean, I'll watch it because I want to see them do something that I can enjoy.
Right.
We're still waiting.
Well, Aquaman was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Aquaman caught me on a bad day because I was kind of sick that day and I was tired and agitated. So I didn't get to really enjoy it the way it seemed like it was a good movie, but I just never got the chance to actually enjoy it.
It really was.
I'm going to give it another chance, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. I was never a big DC fan myself.
Marvel. But Aquaman's
kind of winning me over here.
You know, there's a couple of things that DC is starting to do that I'm starting to enjoy. Like, I didn't hate the Justice League movie. It wasn't as good as it could have been because there wasn't any character buildup. But now they're starting to work on the characters.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like we could get something good out of it.
We're definitely going to get another Batman reboot.
Of course we are. But,
you know. If they would have did backstory movies first, so then we all knew who they were,
you know,
and what they've
do
done.
Do the thing that Marvel actually did instead of trying to do what Marvel did.
Besides what everybody...
Quicker?
Who everybody knows, you know, Batman and fucking Superman.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, like, Wonder Woman was one of the highest grossing movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, within the week that it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just give us the origins. Don't beat it over our head like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Yes, Marvel, you've got a couple there too.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of Batman reboots, what is your favorite adaptation of the Bat?
The original, always.
Adam West?
The original for me.
So you mean Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, of course.
I definitely agree. He was one of the only Batman that I did enjoy.
Yeah.
I gotta go with that handsome son of a bitch.
I'll reach over his back. You finish that sentence, I will reach over there.
I will hit you with a goddamn Pokeball.
I'm just kidding. I want the Batman, the animated movie, the Kevin O'Reilly.
Oh, Kevin Connery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like the.
Okay, well, I mean the live action incarnations.
Oh.
Who's your
I know it'd be great for Butler, even though he's not English.
Who?
Sean Connery.
You know who would be great for Alfred Pennywise? Hugh Laurie, the guy who plays House in House MD. Because he's not American.
Yeah.
He Hugh Laurie tricked the producer of House by faking an American accent so well that the director leans over to his the producer leaned over to the director and was like, see, this is what I want. A good old-fashioned, red-blooded American.
Mm-hmm.
Purely based on the accent. But I think Hugh Laurie could pull off a really good war-hardened Alfred.
Possibly.
Penningsworth. But, that being said, I'm a huge Michael Keaton Batman fan, too. I do want to say this.
I gotta go with Michael.
George Clooney could have been a good Batman.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to do a serious Batman movie at the time. Mm-hmm. They wanted the comedy. They wanted the, you know, jokes.
Merchandise.
They wanted to make toys. And don't even get started on those damn nipples.
What about that?
Has uses that. Nipples on a breastplate.
I mean, what about that top lock? The top piece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The cog piece?
The cog piece.
And all those damn ice puns. There were so many things wrong with that movie.
Hey, besides Bane. It could have been a cooler movie.
No, there was still issues with Bane.
Yeah. They've done the best.
They have done the best with bringing the comic book to life, but it's still not there.
Mm-hmm.
I was really disappointed with the Dark Knight's incarnation of Bane, because they did so well with the Joker, I expected a lot more from Bane.
Mm-hmm. How about that other Joker, though?
Jack Nicholson. He was a very good version. He was one good incarnation of the Joker, but I don't think there will be a Joker to top Heath Ledger's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
But.
You know what? Come on. We know who tops that.
Again, I will reach over and smack you if you finish that sentence.
Christian Bale?
Jared Leto's not even happy with his version of the Joker.
What?
How the
Come
fuck?
On.
Nobody that you said, nobody that you jokingly said is good likes their version.
Well,
George Clooney hated his time as Batman, and Jared Leto is not happy with his version of the Joker.
Damn.
And I completely agree. I do want to say, I am starting to get a little more excited for Morbius. I'm starting to see a bit more of a better future for it.
Should we?
I'm hesitant.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Go back on the cartoon.
What cartoon are you thinking?
Danny Phantom.
Yeah, Danny Phantom was, I watched almost the entire series.
Yeah.
You know. It was definitely a good part of my childhood, but again, I was never really one for the cartoons.
Yeah.
I watched them if there was nothing else on, but usually I tried to find something that was live action.
Oh, yeah.
I was mostly a cartoon. I was in cartoons.
You know, and I was a weird kid because I didn't watch, like, what normal kids would watch.
Yeah,
I'd watch movies like Quigley Down Under.
Really?
Either you ever hear that movie? It's got fucking...
I think it's
either Tom Selleck or Burt Reynolds. I'm pretty sure it was Tom Selleck.
Well, here's all the cartoons I watched. Hey Arnold, Jimmy Neutron, My Gym Partner, the Monkey, Kim Possible, Ed and Eddie, I Have a Weasel.
Super Robot Monkey Toys
Beatdown Go?
Team Go?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great little show. I enjoyed that one a lot.
I don't know why they didn't keep going with that.
Because Jetix went under.
Oh, lame.
You know what? There wasn't even like an announcement that it was going to go down. Like, it was just gone. Okay. I was like, I used to watch that. That was the one place where I would go for cartoons. Code Lyoko.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a great show, too. That combined a good version of CGI and animation.
Hmm.
It was great. But, you don't remember that, Code Lyoko?
Nope.
One sec. I'm sure. I'm sure you will once you see it. Because it was one of those other shows that were huge on Jetix. It'll...
Yeah, yeah. It was weirdly...
Uh-uh.
Weirdly
no?
good.
Oh, no? Nope. Dang. I'm a little surprised.
What was that alien one?
Which one?
Fuck.
Heh.
Yeah.
Yin Yang Yo.
Same.
Watch that a lot.
Yep.
Go away.
Power Rangers. Ninja Storm. Huh.
I can't. I'm trying to think.
How about this one, gentlemen?
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I was never actually a big fan of Nick. There was a couple shows on Nickelodeon that I could get down with. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not Nickelodeon.
Digimon.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Sounds like freaking Nickelodeon.
First a little bit.
Nickelodeon and Digimon.
Yeah, I don't know what alien show you're talking about,
never
but
mind.
I can't find it anywhere on here.
Talking about Invader Zim?
No.
Oh, well, that's the only alien thing. Yeah, still, I got nothing.
Yeah. Never mind.
I do remember Get It. I forgot about that show. That was a very, niche show that not a lot of people knew about. That was a great show.
Oh, Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was another show, Chaotic, which was kind of like some weird... Yu-Gi-Oh! Meets Pokemon-esque kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, not even really chaotic, not even Yu-Gi-Oh! Meets Pokemon, but it was like, they'd throw a card in, and then they would become whatever creature that is, and they'd battle it out.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was.
But anyways, to move on to Digimon, since Uxer here has been pining for it since... Before the podcast even started. I think Metal Greymon is probably one of my favorite Digimon.
Oh, yeah?
I can't... It has been a long time since I watched it, so I'm having trouble remembering the names.
Alright.
But not Metal Greymon, actually, because I...
Talking about the final form?
No. That's my second favorite is Metal Greymon, but... The fucking one that's like a wolf with the...
Gururumon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. That's one I like.
They're cool.
Right. I've always been a bit of a...
My all-time favorite Digimon, though, is Susanumon.
That connects no dots for me.
Literally the second strongest Digimon in the digital world.
Again, he has no idea.
Alright, I'll show
it. It has been years since I watched Digimon. Let's see. But, you know, to continue on from that, so while he's looking that up, what else have we got?
There
you go. Oh, yeah, alright, I remember that.
He is what you call a deity, okay. Digimon. The strongest of the Digimon.
Now, see, this is the Digimon I used to watch.
Yeah, I watched.
I have heard of the Data Squad. I don't know.
There's actually supposed to be a brand new one that's being dubbed in English. It is a full-on anime Digimon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's... Huh. Like the form of, like, Dragon Ball Z-esque.
Nice.
Hmm. I don't know about how I feel about that one. You know what's funny is, like, Digimon's always had this weird thing in the nerd kingdom where it's, like, you can either be a Digimon fan or a Pokemon fan, but it's, like, I can promise you almost every Pokemon fan is, like, a closet Digimon, and just like every Digimon fan is, like, a closet Pokemon fan, if they deny it. Almost anybody that doesn't deny it, though, they are just fans of both shows,
really,
because they're not bad.
I don't know why they deny it.
Because there was some weird point of contention between all this stuff.
Is there a game war going on?
Apparently, within the Nerd Kingdom.
There is? What? Is it really split down the middle between Digimon and Pokemon?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it usually is.
Please tell me you guys played any of the Digimon worlds.
Oh, yeah.
I think I played one of them.
Really?
It was a long time ago still. It has been... Like I said, I've never really been a cartoon person. It has been forever since I actually watched cartoons, pretty much at all. I have always been more inclined to the live action.
Gotcha.
Because even the more exaggerated stuff just feels a little more realistic.
There's a cookie in
there. You know, it just... I enjoy that little bit of realism in any situation. Like that Detective Pikachu movie coming out. I'm excited for it, because I was a Pokemon fan. But I just couldn't keep watching it once I started liking it. Yeah.
Bastard.
Just kidding. Don't. Trying to think of what else. And again, like, I don't really have much of an opinion in these moments where it's like Digimon or Avatar. Yeah. Or Pokemon, really. Even though, Lugario is probably my favorite Pokemon. Yeah.
Snorlax.
You are Snorlax. You are Snorlax. What about you? Favorite Pokemon?
Favorite Pokemon.
Hello, welcome to the Virtual Life of His Podcast. I'm here with... Ted Cuffies.
Oh, look, it's our other podcast.
Oh, okay.
Look, it's a podcast within the podcast.
You're welcome. Is that like breaking the fifth wall, guys?
Yeah, it is. Where did you even find it? I haven't shared it anywhere.
All right.
Anyways.
Favorite Pokemon.
All right.
Before you start causing more trouble.
He's a bit overpowered, but it has always been the hardest Pokemon in the original game to evolve, and that would be Dragonite.
Okay.
I just finally got him today on my Let's Go Pikachu, and I was very excited about getting him to level 55.
You know what's fucked up? Whenever I was a kid, I always just thought, like, Dragonite was just like a Charizard with Down syndrome. I had a very fucked up mind when I was a kid, and that was, that was definitely a thing that happened, and I don't know why I always just assumed it, but I always assumed it. You know, and all right, now to move on to something that I can have some kind of voice in, that I do know little stuff. Something about Dead Cookies disappearing for a moment, so let's talk a little bit of old-fashioned Marvel.
Ooh! Are we talking comics?
Movies.
Cartoons? Movies?
Movies. Let's talk, like, early movies where, like, Classic Punisher with not Lou Ferrigno's, not that early, but not the Warzone Punisher.
Yeah.
Can't remember what the guy's name, but just the one from the Punisher movie.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things that I really loved about that movie, and then some things I didn't like about that movie.
He was pretty savage in that movie in spots.
Yeah. But, when I think of the Punisher, I think, you know, Kevlar vest with the skull on it, and, you know, double machine guns, and leather jacket, and I never got that from him. Like, I got the t-shirt, which, I mean, cool, but Netflix...
But mind you, it was, what, an origin movie?
Yeah.
Right?
Well. Netflix definitely did the character justice. I've been enjoying their series. By the way, unfortunately not sponsored. I would love to get sponsored by Netflix someday. But you know what? Like, when I see the Netflix's Punisher, that tells me Punisher. I'm trying to find a good picture of it because... There we go. Oh, that's not good.
That's a toy.
Toy sale!
Oh, yeah. They've definitely got a bunch of toys. There you go. He's got the leather jet trench coat. He's got the Kevlar vest with a skull on it.
I see something odd.
Yeah, there's a lot of people wanting Tom Hardy to play Punisher.
They want
Tom Hardy to play every comic book character.
They want Tom Hardy to play
ever.
A lot of people. Come on.
If he does that, then Ryan Reynolds got to play on more.
Oh, my God.
Psych. Just Deadpool. You keep that up, buddy.
Yeah. But, yeah, no. This is definitely... I was very hesitant on him because I didn't really like the actor in The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just didn't think he was all that good. But seeing him in The Punisher, he's fantastic. And I definitely think he has been the most... He has given the character the most justice.
Yeah.
So I've been really enjoying it. But, you know, other classic movies along that line of Punishers is the original Spider-Man trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I say trilogy? I meant original Spider-Man and its sequel.
Ah.
I don't remember. You guys remember a third movie around that time?
No.
I don't either. Okay.
No.
The original Fantastic Four movie.
The original. Yeah. That silver skin bag, though.
The original two X-Men movies.
Yeah. Two.
I've got a very strong opinion on the X-Men movies, which is, in my own opinion, they stopped being good after the second one.
True story.
I've never enjoyed any movie after the second. Besides Logan. Logan was fantastic. X-Men Origins Wolverine was absolute trash.
We're not going to talk about that. I should reach across the table and slap you.
I think I threw that movie away, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But no, the original two X-Men movies were amazing.
Yeah.
Especially the first one, because we got a weird look towards Stan Lee with no mustache.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
That was always kind of an odd thing, and I never noticed him until, like, it was blatantly pointed out, that's Stan Lee. Because he didn't have the iconic mustache. Yeah, the ice cream vendor.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
But, to move on to Spider-Man.
Which one?
The original.
Alright.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, I've never enjoyed his version of Spider-Man. I thought he was a great Peter Parker. He nailed the nerd role.
Oh, easily.
The dweeby little Parker.
Should have had him hit the gym a little bit more.
Except for they couldn't. The whole point to Peter Parker
is... Day.
Always.
Yeah. But no, I've never...
And Squat Day.
I didn't enjoy him as Spider-Man. He didn't quip enough, you know?
Oh, most certainly. Yeah. He was kind of... he really was a pretty quiet Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like,
Spider-Man
would
have been more
bad
talking.
It was definitely like he made some quips. They weren't that good, but they weren't often either.
Yeah, but Spider-Man quips in his voice, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
And
But then on the other hand, in the Amazing Spider-Man series, you know, it was the exact opposite situation.
Oh.
He was a wonderful Spider-Man, you know, horrible. Made all kinds of quips. He was a horrible Peter Parker.
Oh, certainly.
The one that MCU has right now, I think, is the best incarnation yet.
Easily.
You know, he makes all the quips of Spider-Man, but at the same time, he's
perfectly.
A sleepy little kid.
Like, not, like...
He is
right
the perfect
on time.
Mixture of both of them.
Every single quip.
And, you know,
That's why I'm hoping Marvel slowly gets more and more of its characters back.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, but, you know, it's always a hope.
Like, right now they're getting the Fantastic Four back, which, they're as we all know, the 2014 movie was absolute crap.
Don't you dare.
But, I do think...
I thought it was a great...
You're a liar.
Horribly
movie. Not gonna lie, guys. I let somebody else use their money so I can watch it, because I wasn't gonna buy that crap.
Yeah. There's just some casting choices that nobody really enjoyed. No true fans of the comics enjoyed. See, and here's the thing. You know, everyone talks about whitewashing. Right? Like, making colored characters white. And, like, that's a big problem. The Hollywood has done that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, now we're, like, trying to make up for it by overdoing it, where we're taking characters that have been a certain way for decades and then just changing them because multiculturalism.
Mm-hmm.
Culturalism. You know, we got Flash Thompson turning into some Indian kid. We got Johnny Storm becoming a black kid, you know? You don't have to fucking, like, Michael B. Jordan is a fucking phenomenal actor. We know that from Black Panther. We saw him in Killmonger, and it was amazing. So it's not the actor's fault. It is the fact that fans know what the character is supposed to be, and you've changed it to something that's not.
Yeah.
We'll just say that it's the director's fault.
It's who it definitely is. And, you know, I'm glad that Marvel has the right spec, because they've been doing better. They've been doing better than every other thing. And it's like, Sony had most of the control over casting choices,
yeah,
except for his Peter Parker. Okay. Marvel chose Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the character that would show up in all the MCU movies.
Most certainly. Which is a good move on them. Because they nailed it.
Unfortunately, I wish they had also casted Aunt May. Because, you know, when I picture Aunt May, I think of the Aunt May from the original trilogy.
Old
lady, I mean.
Cronial, really. That's what I remember, guys.
You know, I don't think of, you know, Aunt May, where every male that talks to her, like Tony Stark or Happy Hogan, you know,
straight
undress her with their eyes.
With
yeah,
them.
It's just creepy and weird thinking about it. But yeah, other than that, I think they've done. Marvel has been doing amazing with their casting choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly.
You know. All the Avengers are iconically just spot on to their roles.
Chris Hemsworth,
Robert Downey Jr.
Sure, they could have had Betty White as.
I don't know about Betty White.
I don't know. Robert Downey Jr. would probably still flirt with her.
You know who would have been an amazing...
I think it would have been the other way around, guys.
You know who would have been an amazing Uncle Ben?
Somebody actually named Ben? Anybody actually named Ben?
Well, I wouldn't. Who would have been an amazing Uncle Ben would be Robin Williams.
Would have been.
Alright, well, now that you brought him up...
To go back to the nostalgia trip that we were talking about earlier,
Robin
bring up some of his movies.
Yeah. Flubber.
Flubber.
Aladdin.
Patch Adams.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Patch Adams.
Yeah,
buddy. His
Jumanji.
Time was Popeye. Jumanji. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm.
Hello, dearie. World's number one dad?
Oh my god, no. Get out of here.
But yeah, no,
no. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was an icon.
Oh yeah, he was.
I watched so many of his movies without even realizing just how many I watched.
That's
like,
right.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Jumanji, you know, Aladdin. Like, he was a huge part of my childhood,
yeah.
And I never even realized it until later on. You know.
And one of his books I read, Beer and Dick Jokes. My God. Never realized how inappropriate this guy was until I turned 19.
Oh, he is insane. Have you watched any of his stand-up shows?
Yes.
Oh my
gosh.
when I was no longer under the rule of my parents.
You know, it was like, it was an eye-opening thing whenever I watched a stand-up. Because it's like, it was another like Bob Saget situation where it's like you watch him in Full House and he's this, you know.
This America's stand. Funniest videos.
Yeah, you watch him in those and he's just like this clean cut, goofy old, goofy guy. Mm-hmm. And then you go watch his stand up and he's just
like cut throat.
And you know, he's talking about, you know, blowing a dude for cocaine and shit. And it's like, what the fuck?
Bob Saget!
You are America's number one dad. What the hell are you doing?
Blowing a dude for cocaine. Come on.
Probably when you're trying to raise them girls.
But yeah, no. Like that was just an eye-opening moment watching Robin Williams do stand-up. It was just like, oh.
Oh, I didn't know you can.
How are you making children movies?
How are you so dark?
Man, lots of these people. I'm telling you, the people that are in family movies.
They're fucking, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's not like they can go find the most wholesome of individuals to go put in these movies. Nah, they're gonna.
You know, another actor I grew up watching was Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, you know. Yeah. The Mask.
He's.
I got to meet him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here in town. He was at the Roundup.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Tons of people. Oh, this was, back in 2008, 2009.
No shit.
Yeah, he was just walking around the carnival.
So before he...
No shit.
Before he started to lose his mind. Before he started to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember, like, watching people talk about him starting to lose his mind, you know. Talking about how, I mean, he wasn't really losing his mind. It was just he had found a new route in his life where none of this material stuff mattered to him. Mm. But I mean, at that point in time, I thought he was losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and then my father actually lost his mind, and I was given a little perspective on that.
Anyways,
let's see. So, any other actors from your guys' younger days that stood out to you?
Chuck Norris.
Oh, for the love of God!
Oh,
you
sure
have
you
some
are not
kind of obsession
bring
with Chuck Norris.
Another Chuck Norris into our podcast.
Yes, sir. Every podcast.
Jesus, man. You've got some weird obsession with that guy. Get out of the early 2000s. Those jokes aren't funny anymore.
To you.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's a good one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Then again, I had...
Some movies.
There was never any
Adam
doubt.
Adam Sandler.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Sandler's great.
Every damn movie.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as every movie.
I would. Well, never mind. Never mind. Yeah, never mind.
Like his latest one, or not latest one, but the one he made a couple years ago, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, no.
Well, that was
all right. Really?
Yeah.
That was all right. That Magnificent Seven, though, he could have
gone
back on that one.
But yeah, no.
You know, there was one cartoon movie that I watched every day as a child, and that was Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
Never heard of it.
No?
Nope.
See.
It's about a horse.
This was, I would play some of the music.
How about this one, guys? VR Troopers. Yeah, go screw yourselves. Exactly.
VR Troopers.
Yeah, no? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Maybe if I see it.
Alright, calm down over there, old man.
It wasn't a very long-running show in America, I promise.
But yeah, no, this is Spirit, Stallion, so I'm wrong. And, like that, Mark Wahlberg as the voice of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bryan Adams sang all the songs for the movie.
Nice.
It was a good...
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No. It's basically just a knockoff of Power Rangers.
I think that was pre-Power Rangers.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Maybe, yeah.
Really?
I think I have watched this before. I don't think it was very much.
VR.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's Power Rangers.
Yeah. VR Troopers came out a year after. So, no.
They're down?
What?
Actually, no. VR came 3 years after.
No. This came out in 1993.
Yeah,
VR Troopers
out.
Was in 1994.
1996. Oh.
That was the final episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't run too long.
Okay.
Power Rangers snuffed it out really fast.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
Even though they I think it was
It does definitely look familiar though for some reason.
You know? I'm not getting that vibe. I just think it has a.
That guy right there would have been like the equivalent of your Green Ranger and White Ranger.
I highly doubt that. That's Elon Musk. He's not an actor.
The dude in the middle.
Oh, the dude in the middle? Yeah.
I can't remember what his name is. I watched it. It just wasn't a very memorable show.
I just want to show off something.
Well, you don't want to see your browser history.
Not showing off my browser history, you jackass. We had this conversation beforehand.
Alright.
What is Jason David Frank coming up in your browser history for?
Because Jason David Frank is Lord Draken.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that concept better.
That's not concept.
I mean, it is concept art, but it's not at the same time. He did actually do a promotional video of
really?
Power Rangers Shattered Grid.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, see? That's actually him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, that's something that, you know, the Power Rangers franchise is definitely working on. But I would love to see, like, a full-on live-action Power Rangers Shattered Grid, because it looks astounding.
Look at this. Oh, in the back of the last one.
Yeah.
You got the Yellow Ranger in the background. I like that.
It's definitely something that I would much rather have seen the Lord Draken thing come out than the crappy reboot. Oh gosh, that's just
a bunch of messed up things.
But yeah, no. So like, there's all kinds of rumors about that, but there's a lot of nerdy stuff
going around. Yeah.
Have you guys seen any of the live action Power Rangers that they have on YouTube?
Are you talking about the unofficial R-rated reboot?
Yes.
No.
You should. It's pretty good.
For me, when it comes to Power Rangers, I pretty much follow anything Jason David Frank. And Jason David Frank absolutely hates that. He completely hates the R-rated reboot.
I giggled when I got to watch the Black Ranger's head get blown off.
Oh my god.
Which Black Ranger?
The original Black Ranger.
The original,
But it wasn't the same actor. Yeah.
Well, no, of course it wasn't the same actor. Most of the actors didn't say. But I'm going to bring up color here for a second for any, you know, snowflakes listening. But the original black kid, not the Asian that took over?
Mm-hmm. Alright. Yeah. It wasn't him, but it was...
Right, it was supposed to be Zach. Gotcha.
But yeah. You got his head blown off. That's great.
Alright, so I think we've reached a good little... We've had a good little hour-long chat about all the nerdy stuff going on. So let's talk a little bit about what's to come in the future before we wrap things up.
I think we're planning on a drunk cast, yes.
Yeah, we're planning on a drunk cast.
We're planning that, yeah.
And that is Drunkast. For anyone curious, it's supposed to be spelled drunkenly.
Yes, indeedy. We will be making and mixing and creating nerdy drinks.
A bunch of nerdy drinks. And
we've already thought of a lot of nerdy drinks.
Oh, yes. We will be just ranting, I promise you.
Yeah, we'll have a whole thing going on. We might not do it on here because that might take longer than just 60 minutes, which is all this app will allow.
Or we can do it in a two-part series, and if you guys want to listen to a couple
of... Well, originally what I was going to plan on doing...
Let's do this.
I'm hoping to get a camera by then so we can start actually recording and setting up live streams that way through, like, Twitch or something.
Okay.
And actually doing a live podcast. That I feel like that'd be kind of interesting, especially with us getting drunk and stuff. But another thing that I wanted to bring up is here, not soon, but within the distant future, we are going to be starting making videos and such for YouTube channels that will be getting made soon. And eventually,
the virtual leftovers. I'm sure our
the main account will be Virtual Leftovers. There will be a couple of side accounts and stuff, because what I'm hoping to do is pretty much create a community of YouTube accounts. And I don't want it to just be us. I want to start making like an actual community so we can support, so channels can support each other to start growing more.
That's okay.
I feel like that would be a good thing. So, you know, not only are we helping ourselves get to be bigger on YouTube, but with how the YouTube is organized right now, it's hard for new channels to get anywhere on it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it'd be nice for us to give other channels a chance by being a part of the Virtual Leftover
little channel
community.
Right,
yeah. And again, once we get that going, another thing we're going to be doing is we're going to start making a studio within our house. And it's going to be interesting. It'll be a whole concoction of, you know, sci-fi meets fantasy, all kinds of stuff. I don't know. You know, so... Anyways, we're running out of time for this one, so with that being said, tune in next week for the next podcast. We're not entirely sure what it's going to be yet. We never really know until the day of. So, anyways, until then, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed, and
hopefully.
I'm glad we're starting a little more comfortable doing this.
Right. And if you guys made it this far, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening to us. This is Uxter out.
Night.